Kane and Bucks. Can't stop predicting. Pull up your socks.
You could have run and intercepted that first goal.
I'm so done with this team.
I get out there and attempt to do as I ask.
If you don't want to defend, grab your bag and walk out.
Pull up your socks. All day socks by Underworks. Pass every test. Pick up a pair and test them for yourself.
All right, I got one for you. Pull up your socks for Underworks for all-day comfort, everyday quality and everyday style. It has to be all-day socks by Underworks. Bucks, Brisbane lose the game in Adelaide by 17 points.
Yep.
I can point to you three goals that they cost themselves by players not wearing screw-in boots. Oh. I'm telling you, I'm 100% telling you there are three goals. Charlie Cameron slipped over in the third quarter as he's running into an open goal. Link McCarthy slipped over and Berry slipped over in the goal square, which ended up in a Ned McHenry goal. Why? And it's not illegal. People keep telling me it is illegal. It is not illegal. The metal-tipped screw-ins are illegal. The longer blade rubber-type ones are not. What is going on? It's wet in Adelaide. It's been raining all week and players in one percenters don't wear long stops.
Boot choice.
Pull your socks up.
Boot choice and that pull your socks up spot on. And it highlights the modern coaching challenge and the modern parenting challenge.
Yeah.
So
tell me about that.
Yeah. So are we going to treat our people like kids and make decisions for them? Or are we going to treat them like adults and teach them to make their own decisions, their own correct decisions? I have this issue as a parent and a coach. So I'm not going to make someone do something that I reckon they should do. They've got to make their own decisions and they've got to live or die by the sword. Boots is one of those. Oh. I can't understand why as a professional athlete, you can't get your head around being in a little bit of discomfort for a couple of hours to give yourself a better chance
of standing
of actually
up.
Standing up.
Stand up.
And being able to change direction.
In the wet.
But there will be some that choose comfort over impact or effect or performance. As a senior coach, I refuse to stand up there and tell them that they need to do, that they need to wear a certain pair of boots. I used to, I would and do and you know, did consistently. If I felt like it needed to happen, I would say, this is what you should be wearing long stops here, or make sure you consider your footing. You'd still have some guys that would wear the boots that they felt they got the best footing in or they felt were more comfortable overall to get the job done. And some guys can wear, you know, molded soles for dry weather but be fine in the wet. Other guys, it would be slipping and sliding everywhere. So it is a really difficult one because as soon as you take that autonomy away from an individual, that and other things, you're capping their responsibility and accountability to it. And in the long term, I reckon that affects the product. But I am with you. I'm with you all the way. There's nothing more frustrating.
Catherine is in Flemington. Catherine, who needs to pull their socks up?
Geelong supporters, Kane. They need to pull their socks up and act like a home crowd. There were 95% of us at Kardinia Park on Saturday night, and the one thing that GWS were going to have up their sleeve was to try and kick the ball to Toby Green every second they possibly could, to play on it every second they possibly could, and silence the crowd so that they could get some momentum back. And we let them have it, Kane. For three quarters we were silent and we were disappointed with our players, but we did not say a peep to support them. Half our team is out with injuries. We were lucky last year that we didn't have injuries. You don't get to win a premiership every year. But for God's sake, support your team for more than just one quarter when they actually rise to the occasion and we're potentially going to steal that game. But do it for the four quarters because we're a home ground. We do have that advantage. We're lucky to have the advantage. Don't be silent, Geelong supporters.
Well said. I love it. I love it.
I've got another one for supporters, and that is, I was in a lift with a Richmond supporter after the game, and she was blueing that Damien Hardwick had stepped down. Couldn't believe it that he wasn't going to be in the coach's box, and that he wasn't in the coach's box. Just be happy with your three flags, and the contribution of a great man over a long period of time.